Welcome. We are broadcasting live from the mothership. You are tuned in and listening to Starseed Energy Radio with your host, Jonah Bolt. Starseed Energy Radio, where you can always tune in to hear the colors and see the music. Starseed Energy Radio goes live in 3, 2, 1.
What's up, Spaceship Earth? Thanks for tuning in. You're receiving a live transmission from Starseed Radio, where you can always tune in on Saturday nights from 11 p.m. to 2 a.m. Eastern Time to hear the colors and see the music. And I'm your host, Jonah Bolt. Today is Saturday, May 18th, 2013. And that song was from Elijah and the Band of Light, who will be joining us towards the end of the show because he's live in concert right now out in California. But we do have a stellar lineup also coming to you tonight. We have Judge Navon Shinendru. He's Chief Justice of Royal Borneo Nations in China. He's also a federal judge here in the United States, and he is representing a really amazing initiative supporting Native Americans. So I'm really honored to have him on the show. It's going to be a great conversation and lots of information. His website is scripturallaw.org. We also have Dr. Elizabeth Colton coming on the show tonight talking about New Earth diplomacy. She's a regular on the show talking about the importance of diplomats around the world and the part you can play to help out. She's going on an amazing journey, a voyage coming up very soon. We're going to talk about that. We also have Virginia Gunther coming on the show, Global Business Development for RNA Drops, the Living Water Project RNA. We've had her on the show before. Love having her on because RNA drops are amazing. I take them every day, except we're doing a live broadcast from Miami, and I forgot my RNA drops. We're actually at the Eric Pearl event. We came down to come to the Eric Pearl event here in South Beach at the Hyatt, except we didn't make it down in time, and we missed the Eric Pearl event. So we are down here in Miami doing a live broadcast, so shout out to all my star fam and everyone out there in Miami and Florida area, and I wish we could have attended the Eric Pearl event maybe next time, time three, because I've tried twice already coming down for this event. It hasn't happened, so we'll try again. We also have Della Clark coming on the show tonight. She is joining us from Mount Shasta, where we will be doing a live broadcast and event coming up in this summer. We also have a, of course, very special guest, Music Elijah, the Band of Light, coming on, joining us live on location. And we also have some amazing announcements coming up. So hang on right there. Sit back, relax, grab a pen. Lots of good information coming out tonight. So here's some more from Elijah. We'll be right back.
Run from life. As the new year approaches, are you ready for more? More health, more vitality, and more well-being. Hi, this is Pastor Ginny, and for 25 years, I spent my life's work teaching people how to achieve more. But in 2010, I got a lesson of my own about RNA drops. I learned that there are millions of gene switches latent in every single cell of my body that are waiting for an activator. I learned that by taking one natural substance, I could begin to activate that power in my genes and achieve the more that I desired. I'd like to share what I discovered with you and offer you a free sample of the product that I've been using for almost 2 years that has created extraordinary results in my life. Go to www.rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call me toll-free at 888-577-3703. That's 888-577-3703. rnafreesample.com. Discover the more that's waiting for you.
The Neo Meditation Cube is laid out according to sacred geometry and contains layers of ether, platinum, gold, silver, copper, or aluminum metals, which carry vibrational frequencies, bringing you in tune with the God consciousness while boosting your glandular and immune system. By meditating 15 minutes a day with our Neo device, you can supercharge the law of attraction while integrating your mind, body, and spirit. So don't waste your valuable time. Join us and learn how to meditate deeply. To order your Neo Meditation Cube, go to starseedenergyradio.com/store.
Soul Nourishing helps you nourish your heart, mind, body, and soul with a variety of holistic health and therapeutic choices that will empower you. Elizabeth Garland is your soul coach, and she will help you resolve inner conflicts, remove toxic patterns, improve communication, and resolve incomplete emotional relationships. Change your life today. Discover joy. Contact Elizabeth Garland at 210-218-2075. That's 210-218-2075. Or for more information, visit her online today at www.soulnourishing.com.
Starseed Energy Radio with Jonah Gold is a cosmic radio show with a mix of riveting new electronic and world music, along with updates and interviews. Starseed Energy Radio covers the latest in world news, earth changes, global events, updates on 2012, spiritual and galactic news. The radio show is focused on doing interviews to help mind, body, and soul, ranging from self-sustainability, spirituality, esoteric topics, holistic practitioners, intuitive individuals, and healers. Featuring groundbreaking conscious content that includes environmental and social change movements, activism, and getting people more actively involved with community to raise awareness. Plus, new independent music every week and live special guest musicians. Hear the colors and see the music. Awaken. The time is now. Check out starseedenergyradio.com.
All right, welcome back to the show. You're listening to Starseed Radio, and again, we're doing a live broadcast from downtown Miami, South Beach. So shout out to all the listeners out there and everyone in Florida. And we're really sorry we did not make the Eric Pearl event, but it was our second try, and hopefully on the third try we will get it. We're also going to be taking some live callers tonight in about 20 minutes, so anyone out there, if you have a question for me or about any of the guests we've had tonight, we do have some extra time, so I'd like to take some callers throughout the show. So the station number is 800-313-9443. I just put a post on Twitter and Facebook. So if you have questions, we're going to take some callers. I want to hear from you guys tonight, 800-313-9443. And to our first guest of the night, we're going to Dr. Elizabeth Colton. Elizabeth's Colton career includes and bridges diplomacy, journalism, scholarship, U.S. and international politics and education, working in more than 100 countries and speaking and teaching worldwide on 6 continents. And now she's going on a fabulous, amazing journey doing some more workshops and speeches as she's done all over the world. And it's great to have her back on the show. So, Liz, how are you this evening? Thanks for coming on.
Oh, it's great. Great, Jonah. Thanks for having me back. I always love being on your Starseed Energy Radio Network. Love it.
Excellent. Thank you. Thank you. And we had a great time a few weeks ago in Washington, D.C., and I know you got a lot of things going, and you have this amazing trip coming up, and we're definitely going to talk about that. But first, Liz, I just always want to take it back to basics for a minute and just tell the listeners out there, for the newcomers, diplomacy, the importance of it, and why you do it.
Well, diplomacy, the whole idea of promoting diplomacy, it's not something that's just done by officials. It's not something that's for a few. Diplomacy is, which is the tool of trying to bring about peaceful solutions in the world, not war solutions, not violent solutions, but peaceful solutions, and that's through diplomacy. And that is what anybody in the world, any citizen of the world in any country can do, and has an opportunity to be a diplomat in their own way, promote diplomacy. That's what I promote.
And that's one of the most important things that we try to drill home on the show, and you do, is empowering the people, letting everyone understand and know how powerful every individual, all of us are. And that's what we try to do, and what we try to do with the show, and what you do, is empower people to do something to make change. And there's so many different ways. We talk about different ways to writing letters or this or emails or doing something, you know, even if it's small or large, to help make peace in the world, to be a diplomat, to be a diplomatic citizen of planet Earth. And now you have this amazing conference coming up that you're doing. So first, tell us about the actual conference itself and how you first came into getting on board with them.
Well, it's actually truly getting on board. It's actually a cruise. It's an educational cruise. It's International Shipboard Education, which has cruises around the world. And in the summertime, they have enrichment voyages. They've asked me this summer, or this spring, actually, right now, to be one of their speakers. And, of course, my area of expertise that I'll be talking on, diplomacy, global politics, and the news media, and the relationship or interrelationships among all of these, diplomacy, politics, and the news media, and how they interact, how they impact each other, how they play out in the different arenas. And the big point that I'll be talking about is the role of diplomacy in all of this.
And the
actual voyage is going to go, well, the voyage has been coming up through the Mediterranean. I wasn't able to go on that. I had some other work. I was putting on a conference in Washington that you attended. But this cruise, this voyage will go throughout the Baltic to many countries in the Baltic, around the Baltic Sea. So then I'm going to be talking on different aspects in Norway and Russia and Latvia and in Germany and in Sweden, Denmark.
That's amazing. And the lineup that you have, you just mentioned a few of them, but you're going to how many capitals or how many?
I think it's like eight countries.
And each country that you stop at, because I checked out the voyage cruises and looked into that a little bit, amazing, amazing for out there. All the college students out there, you could get college credits on a cruise ship. It's pretty awesome. And a lot of the curriculum that I found on there, they had sustainable development, and they had a lot of really cool programs I myself would want to check out and, you know, to go all these different places. And from what I understand, each country you stop at, they sort of have guest speakers from that country as well, do like a workshop
exactly.
or something.
Right.
And yeah,
so
that's
what we, yeah, we actually, these spring voyages are what they call the enrichment voyages. During the academic school year, they have the semester at sea, and those are the ones for college credit. But any age person can go on these enrichment voyages that I'm going to be on. And in each of these, when we're at sea, I'll be talking about diplomacy, politics, and the media related to the countries where we're, each country that we're getting to next. And then in the ports, when we get there, then they'll be talking more about it. So that as people go around, they're thinking about what I'm talking about, diplomacy, politics, and the media, and all the other topics that other lecturers will be talking on. As you said, there's a huge variety.
It's amazing because that's why I've traveled. I've been to about 30 countries myself, and you have to travel because that, to me, is the only way to experience culture and arts and things like that is when you're in their country and there and right in front of it where you could touch it and feel it. I mean, a movie and a book can paint the picture and show you something, but it doesn't give you that experience, that realness of being in Thailand or China, you know, all over, and you have been too, and giving you that cultural experience. That's what's so important. That's what's so cool about the cruise. It stops and you actually get to spend a couple days there and also hear some of the locals and talk about their actual economies and information locally, which is very important. So it's like, you get two birds at one stone. You get to travel and see the world, and you also get to learn about it at the same time and meet and talk to people from that country. So that's really
right.
Awesome.
And for example, before we get to each of these countries, then in my case, on my topic, I'm going to be talking about, well, how does this country, say Norway, you know, how does it practice diplomacy and promote, you know, well, they have oil. They are also considered neutral in the world. They're considered, they have a very good reputation and their brand. So how do they promote their brand, which is this brand of real neutrality? So I'm going to be talking, and of course, in the case of Norway, the concern about the Arctic. So what does that mean in the world? The problems now with climate change and the whole Arctic opening up, the ice melting. I mean, this is having a very big impact diplomatically. So I'll be talking about all of this.
That's amazing. And just to give the listeners a little glimpse into how you come about this information, like you're going to, I have the list here, Norway, Latvia, Russia, Sweden, Denmark, Germany, United Kingdom. So in each one of these countries, how do you get the information to report about diplomacy? Do you contact the embassies in those countries? Do you listen or read their news media outlets? Like, how do you get the data from these countries to prepare for your talks?
Well, all of everything you've said, I mean, actually, the truth is I've been studying these and working, actually practicing diplomacy, practicing as a journalist before. I know the people in the media. I've been following it for ages. So I have a very good idea about it. Then when I was an actual official diplomat, I was also working with these different countries in different aspects. So that is where I have my background in it. I have actual real background, experiential background, but I also read constantly. I talk with people. I contact people in these countries.
And that to me is probably the best way. You're like me where I like to hear from someone's mouth, you know, not reading it or interpreting it, but actually hearing from someone's mouth, feeling the resonance in their voice, feeling what's behind it. And I think you're the same way too. You like to see the person, look in their eyes and shake their hand. And because you've been in over 100 countries, you've been able to do that because you've been in these embassies, you've met these people, and you have this network of people to get this information from.
Yes. And also because I'd been a journalist before and was actually covering in these places, so it makes a big difference. And so in each of the countries that I'm going to on this cruise where I'm speaking about diplomacy and the news media, I'm going to be talking about the interrelationship between, you know, how does the news media promote or not promote, and what might it be doing, and how is it that one country's brand gets put out one way and another country gets covered another way, a different way in the media? And how can you change that?
Well, I think also, you know, Liz, touching on that, we see that here in the United States where you have like the CNNs and the Foxes and they just spin different stories certain ways. And you're talking about countries getting information and turning it different ways. So how do you get around that? Do you expose it on a mass media outlet? I mean, how do you come about obstacles like that in certain countries that totally censor their news or things like that?
Well, it's not just censoring, but it's also that stereotypes get established out in the world, and some are very unfortunate stereotypes. And I've taught courses on what I call the politics of global images, where, you know, it's actually politics is behind the fabrication of global images. So when you want to try to change a global image and you don't like it, maybe it's something negative, it takes a long time. On this voyage, I'm going to be visiting the little country of Latvia. And here was a little country that had been under the Soviet Union, under the Germans before, then under the Soviet Union. And it came out, it became independent in the 90s. And suddenly, you know, it's like, okay, well, how do we get our name out there when nobody knows about us? Well, they did a very interesting thing. They had something very special, and which was their music and their opera. So they decided, okay, we're not big manufacturers. We can't tell the world that we're doing all these things when we're not. But what we can tell them is we produce beautiful opera and music in our country. So please come visit. And actually, then they promoted what they call opera diplomacy. And it's worked. Gotten a lot of people there.
Wow. Liz, hang on for 1 minute. We got to take a quick commercial break. And when we get back, I want to talk about how people can get involved with your voyage and what you're doing. So hang on right there. Here's some more Elijah, the Band of Light. We'll be right back.
For many years, coffee lovers have learned that for the freshest coffee, you need to roast your own beans. Unfortunately, that usually meant paying more per pound for coffee than you could get it at the local grocery. Those wanting to store rich coffee for long-term use have been frustrated with the lack of quality coffee available with a long shelf life. So we usually settle for brand-name coffee, either ground or instant. But now, we have another solution. Canned green coffee beans. Green coffee beans have not been roasted. And since the bean is not cracked yet, the shelf life is many years longer than roasted or ground coffee. Due to the way it's packed, you can expect these to stay fresh for 20-plus years. Go to campingsurvival.com to order your canned green coffee beans. A single can is only $11.94. Order online today at campingsurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. Campingsurvival.com. Campingsurvival.com.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us at 1-877-605-9200.
Welcome back to the show. You're listening to Starseed Radio. We're joined by Dr. Elizabeth Colton, talking about diplomacy around the world. And I also want to remind everyone out there, the listeners right now, if you call into the station, we'll be taking some callers in about 5 minutes. The station number is 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. And you can ask any question you want. So back to the diplomacy around the world. You have this amazing voyage coming up, Liz, and to really get across to the listeners out there is to get involved and be your own diplomat. But there's also ways to support that if someone can't do it. And one of the ways is to help support your diplomatic tours and others. And what's one of the best ways for listeners to get in contact with you, Liz, is you have a website or email address or?
Well, right now I'm getting ready for the voyage and I'm preparing my talks. I've got them all ready. So I'm sort of on the move. I guess the best way to contact me is just straight through my email at LizColton@Yahoo.com. That's LizColton@Yahoo.com. And I also on Twitter at EO Colton.
And that's C-O-L-T-O-N. So that's,
right.
Gotcha, at Yahoo.com. So for all the listeners
Liz
out
Colton,
there.
Yeah.
LizColton@Yahoo.com. So for all the listeners out there, that want to support your diplomatic work or any type of, you know, just helping out in any way, contact you and you'll be in touch with them. Let them know how they can help out. I know you have some other things planned for after this trip as well. Tell us about some of the things you have coming up after the trip later on this year.
What I'm working on are just, I'm doing everything in lots of different ways of promoting, you know, how can we talk about diplomacy being for every person, and it's not being just some high-level thing. How can people be citizen diplomats, make a difference in the world? We certainly do have some examples of people who've actually gone on, like the women who spearheaded the ideas on pushing to, you know, to against landmines. And these were individual citizens. The Nobel Peace Prize went to these kind of citizen diplomats. But most of the time, people don't realize that they themselves can be diplomats, that they can make a difference, they can write, they can speak out, they can start campaigns. And that's what I'm actually doing with my own campaign promoting diplomacy.
So, again, for the listeners out there, to get involved and help out and you know, see what you can do to play a part in this and put that energy out there. You can contact Liz directly, which is really amazing. And I just want to give the listeners, you know, because you've been on the show before and we don't always talk about your full background and bio, but just to give the listeners out there a little bit of your recent stuff, you were actually in Cairo, in Egypt, when the protest came, you know, started there and started the whole, you know, Middle East rising. And before that, you were in Karachi in the embassy there and in Pakistan. You were also in the U.S. State Department in Washington, D.C. in the Bureau of Oceans and Environment Science in 08-09. You also worked in the embassies in Islamabad, Baghdad, Iraq, Sudan, Egypt, Algeria, Bahrain, Saudi Arabia. So your background and experience in all these areas is not just, you know, coming from reading a book, whatever, but experience again at all these places. It's been unbelievable.
Well, and also, and then before that, I was a journalist for years where I really covered, I was covering diplomacy. So what the background that I have is that I've actually covered diplomacy, and seen from the journalistic perspective. And then I actually taught diplomacy, world affairs, world politics, global politics in the media. And then I worked as an official diplomat. Now I'm working as an unofficial diplomat, promoting diplomacy all over the world. So I really feel like my whole life I've been tying these in from different angles. So I don't see them as different. I see that it is sort of a long line of great interest and focus on the importance of diplomacy and the role of media in covering and promoting it.
That's the beauty of it, Liz. You said it, and that's sort of what I was going to, is you live the experience not on both sides. But all the sides, from reporting, from being down the ground to your Emmy Award, you know, winning awards and chief executive of 10 different weekly newspapers and magazines, so many different areas you've dabbled in and been successful at, that you have this plethora of knowledge and also the resources and experience and network from all these different places. That's why your conference was such a great success in Washington, D.C. It was amazing. I was really honored to be there with my girlfriend and really see that.
Yeah, it was great to have you all there.
Yeah, it was a packed house, as full as it can get. And it was, you know, one block from the White House, and it was just an all-around great event. And, again, so the listeners out there, to help support Liz's work and get involved yourself or whatever you can do, you can contact Liz directly at lizcolton@yahoo.com. Correct, that's it?
Thanks, Jonah. It's great to be on Starseed Energy Radio, doing a great job, and you're promoting diplomacy every time you're doing this.
Great. Thank you for that, Liz. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
And again, your trip that's coming up, you know, very safe voyages with that, and I'm sure it's going to be amazing. And again, for the listeners out there, Liz is going to 8 different countries doing talks on news, media, diplomatic stuff. And to get involved and help support that, you can contact Liz directly at lizcolton@yahoo.com. So again, Dr. Colton, thank you again for coming on the show.
Thank
Have an
you.
Amazing bon voyage if I don't speak to you.
All right. I'll talk to you. Thank you.
Yes, have a great night. Here's some more Elijah with the Band of Light. We'll be right back with our next guest, Ruben Landon. Enjoy.
To learn about these things, oh. listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
It's here, Ormus Water, now available online at the new Starseed Energy Radio online store. Ormus is short for David Hudson's Orbitally Rearranged Monatomic Elements. I take Ormus Water daily and feel a big difference in my energy. Ormus is created from pure organic sea salts and is created through an ancient alchemical process. Ormus Water can help your body back to its original state of health. It helps against fluoride, GMOs, chemtrails, and all other poisons and toxins found in our air and food today. For more information or to order Ormus, go to starseedenergyradio.com/store. Winfox Organic Herbal Blends, now available exclusively to Starseed Energy Radio. I personally take Winfox Herbal Blends every day for my health and endurance. Winfox Herbal Blends have a very high and well-substantiated rate of success with the clients they work with. All the herbs used at Winfox Herbal are grown organically and ethically wild-harvested from areas free of contamination. Their guarantee is to use only the purest, most potent, and ecologically sound herbs available in all their formulations. For more information or to order Winfox Organic Herbal Blends, visit starseedenergyradio.com/store.
My name is Angie, and I wanted to let you know how One World Whey and many of your products have helped me. I've had type 1 diabetes for 35 years and have never had such good control over my blood sugars as I do now using One World Whey. Not only has it helped keep my blood sugars more stabilized, it has also helped me with my energy level. And a couple of months after being on One World Whey, I noticed that the neuropathy pain in my feet was gone. And I had feeling in both feet again. Now I can run around on the grass and play with my kids again. Another thing that I absolutely love about the whey, it makes me feel and look a lot younger. It does more for me than any medicine I've taken. Thanks for helping my family and me. And yes, my twins love this stuff. To them, your whey is better than candy. I should know, today they fought over how much the other was getting.
One World Whey is a superfood to support your optimum blood sugar. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've witnessed that a lot of illness can be linked to toxins and deficiencies combined. Improving your liver function and restoring your cells' ability to detoxify is essential to achieving radiant health. Listen to the real-world results of Doug and his wife after taking One World Whey.
My name is Doug Didero. For years, I had an ongoing rash with itching around my eyes. This was due to metal dust particles landing on my face in the workplace. After being on One World Whey for 2 weeks, I began to have a severe rash and itching sensation around my eyes. This rash and itching lasted for 5 weeks and is now 100% gone. Additionally, without extra exercise, I've also increased my muscle size, and my wife has lost weight and gained a more attractive figure.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
All right. Welcome back to the show. You're listening to Starseed Radio. Thank you again, Liz, for coming on. And we're now going to jump to our next guest. And he is a man who I met just recently, a few weeks ago, at the citizen disclosure hearings in Washington, D.C. It was great to meet him, and now he's on the show. He is a Los Angeles-based actor, producer, director, stuntman, and stunt coordinator. And he began his career in Japan as a series regular on the Japanese superhero TV series B-Fighter Kabuto, and he has done some amazing action film choreography and stunt. He was in the movie Avatar, and it's great to have him on the show. Ruben, thank you for coming on. How are you?
Good, good. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. So let's just first tell listeners a little bit about how you got to the citizen disclosure hearings. I know it's a long story, but a little background about yourself and how you first got involved with the whole ET UFO disclosure, you know, just getting in, wanting to know more information yourself.
Sure. Yeah. I had my first sighting back in 2007 while working on Avatar. Actually, as a four-year journey of that I had been working alongside James Cameron, doing a lot of the stunt work. And, actually I was the main stunt body double for Jake Sully as well as playing a lot of random Navis, doing a lot of motion capture work. And one of the rare days that we actually had off, where we weren't filming, which was a rarity back then, I had the sighting and of about 40 different orbs, daylight sighting out in the sky. So that event triggered what I could say is just a whole number of events that just led me down the path. I took the red pill, and and then later I made with a few. Actually, let's see, in 2010 I did one of Stephen Greer's Sea SETI events, and had some more profound sightings and experiences. And then shortly after, Stephen Bassett at the Flying Saucer Cafe in Santa Monica, and ended up, he needed a place to crash. He crashed on my couch for a little while, and then we started working together. And then through that collaboration, it was his idea, actually, the assistant chair. He told me about it. And I was trying to do a documentary, and we kind of decided to package the two together and do a documentary and his advocacy work with the Citizens Hearing into one kind of lump sum that we could present to investors and see if there'd be a way to make their money back through the documentary and get the word out at the same time. And that's what happened. We finally found an investor, Thomas Clearwater, Canada, last year in October. And off to the races we were. And then you saw, you were there 2 weeks ago, Washington, D.C. Quite the run.
It was unbelievable. It was probably one of the most profound events I've taken even part in my life, you know, to be there in Washington and be part of that. So monumental, those 5 days of hearings. I was just there Thursday, but even that one day was just profound for me. And, you know, to take it back a little, in 2007 when you had this sighting, you know, there's millions and millions of Americans alone that report sightings or abductions. I mean, there's millions of people that have these experiences, and a lot of them have changed life. When I saw my first UFO experience, and I was actually in Thailand and China, but it was profound, and it definitely put it into perspective that there is something else out there and going on, and piqued my curiosity, and you know, took the red pill as well, and went down that spiritual path, really. If you could talk a little bit about how your life was before 2007, and how it's changed into this spiritual path, because a lot of listeners and a lot of people, they don't understand spirituality, really. Like, what is that? And you came from a background like I did, or I was very corporate, working in office, mortgage broker, doing this, and totally shifted when I had these experiences around 2007, 2008 myself, and really, you know, became spiritual. So if you could talk a little bit about how your life was before and how it changed after your experience.
Sure, yeah. I guess my change wasn't as drastic because I wasn't in a corporate type office job. Luckily, I was playing an alien, you know, I was already like every day working with amazing technology and actually pretending I was an alien, you know, from another planet. So the transition, I guess, was easy. But no, actually, I started off, I moved to Japan at the age of 19 and was pretty heavy into martial arts, especially Aikido, which has a very spiritual background or methodology to it. So at an early age, I kind of learned the art of quieting the mind and focus and meditation, more coming from a warrior or a fighting standpoint, but it definitely crosses over. And I carried that kind of centeredness throughout my practice. I still continue to practice martial arts today, and as well as during Avatar, during my whole entire career, it's just been like the center backbone of just kind of the focus, quieting the mind, kind of, I don't know, spirit, you know, a certain aspect of it, spirituality. I don't know whatever label you want to give it. But definitely it was, the big eye opener was when I saw these crafts. I started asking the questions, I guess, that a lot of people asked, and then, you know, where are we alone? What are they running on? What kind of propulsion system are they running on? Why is this a big secret? Why, when I go to the internet, or basically that day was so profound, because I thought everybody, this should have been on the news. Everybody should have saw these. Mm-hmm. And it was for me a very profound experience. And then later, as I started investigating and realizing that, it is a very personal experience when you see these things. And, we've kind of been, it's been instilled into the consciousness of the planet, of the human race, that, you know, these things are just, you know, aliens or silly green men are, you know, it's just something that you laugh at, and it's not something to take seriously. However, a lot of us have had these personal experiences that kind of say otherwise. So I guess the path, and everybody's just a little bit different, but once I realized that we weren't alone in this universe and that there is something more out there that we can tap into, whether it's the, you know, some people have physical visitations or abductions or whatever you want to call it, or an actual, like, mind connectiveness, then why not explore that? It seems to be, there's a lot of access to information that we could get from not shutting that down. Again, you can't completely open it up to, you know, everything out there, but at least keeping an open mind and you know, exploring that. I think that's something that we need to do. So I've been kind of, especially after meeting Steve and being into the political activist side of it, I realize that that's one angle, and I kind of support his work. That's what everybody's work. You know, Greer, Bassett, everybody in the UFO community is just amazing what everybody's doing to explore, to get that. The idea that we're not alone, and that how that affects consciousness is so profound.
And you said something before that really hits it home for me, is that they don't want us to know. They don't want us to connect to the star family or UFO, whatever you want to call them, because they have that information, like you said, the propulsion systems. They have the technology that could end all this fossil fuels and all this other stuff that has the world in a gridlock, you know, basically destroying the planet, using up all the resources, enslaving humanity with a, you know, fiat currency financial system, which is made up of about nothing. All these different systems would fall. And I think that go ahead.
Well, no, I totally agree with you. And you and I can see that. And I think I'm sure many of the people in the audience and a lot of people are waking up to, what is actually really happening. But in my honest belief, the people who are doing this, you know, the orchestrators or the puppet masters, I honestly believe, after being in this for as long as I have now and talking to so many people, they are just not aware. They don't understand I mean, maybe some of them do, but I think the majority of the people, and if you talk to the majority of the people, even on, say, the lower level, like the everyday person out in the street, and you talk to them about these concepts, it's not that they don't care or they're doing it on purpose. It's just they're not aware. Their awareness is not there. And we have a society that's built around non-awareness. I just wanted to say this, be careful when we say they, because, the people who, I think there's a distinct difference between the people who are aware that we're destroying the planet, and the people who aren't. I mean, the people who are aware, they may not even exist. Or if they do, they're just at such a small level. I mean, I honestly believe that these oil tycoons and stuff have no idea what kind of the harmful effects they're doing to the planet. Or maybe they've been told, but they don't care. They don't care. They just don't even see it, you know? It's almost like the UFO or like the, Christopher Columbus, when he came over, they're Indians. They couldn't see the ships, even though they were physically there.
Yes.
I don't know if that's the right example to use, but you have all this destruction and poverty and homeless people and children being taken advantage of and enslavement and all this horrid things that now I see. But honestly, before 2007, I didn't see it. I went through life kind of blind, and I thought, okay, this is how it is. And until you have something profound like a ship from another dimension showing up in front of your eyes, and then you kind of some kind of profound reality check or consciousness expanding experience, then you kind of start seeing things in a different light. And I hope one day we all can have a ship show up in front of our eyes.
Absolutely. And you hit on something really key, which is, you know, about the Indians. I couldn't see the ships. It was the shaman who had to explain it to them. And,
right.
and because they were open to it, they were able to see it. And that goes
right.
with us. If we're not even open to it, and immediately you dismiss, oh, UFO ET talk, that's BS. You just turn the TV off. Well, that's just you turning yourself off, because you'll never get it, quote unquote, if you aren't open to it.
Right, and we are the modern day shaman. You know, your show and yourself, and I guess my work. We are the shaman of this new age, trying to warn our brothers and sisters that there's something more out there than just GMO foods and you know, oil and coal and all that other garbage.
There's abundance here for us, and you know, we can really even out the playing field, sort of say. And, really help people, help humanity, the people that need to be fed and clothed and, you know, there's technology and abundance there to provide that. And that's what we do, is bring in that consciousness to get out the knowledge. And this is old knowledge we're talking about. It's just been hidden or manipulated or whatever it's been for the last 100 or 1,000 years, so that people don't know how powerful each of us are individually.
That's
the law of attraction. I think that's the biggest secret, you know, right there. If everybody knew that what they thought and what they said could manifest and become a reality, well, then we wouldn't be in any wars and all this other stuff, you know. And that's the biggest secret that I think of all of our work, is what we're trying to get out, is to empower people and
right.
let them know who they really are.
Agreed. One other just profound eye-opening experience for me or
sure,
reality
yeah.
was that we're all one, that, you know, the singularity, connectedness of the universe, the mind, the planet, and, you know, our brothers and sisters are, you know, are us, you know, and if you, what you do to them is you're doing to yourself. So that, for me, has been one of the, as well as the law of attraction, they kind of connect, go hand in hand, but, yeah, there's, that for me, that's been kind of my one motto, is just realizing that you know, we're all in kind of a global, universal, cosmic ecosystem that, that we have to take care of.
Absolutely, and I think that's where you have quantum physics and quantum mechanics come into play, that actually puts science, you know, to bed and shows this other way of looking at this ecosystem and how we are a fabric of the universe, and molecular levels, when you get down to it, don't even make sense, and things are, you know, it's the observer effect, and there's so many other things going on in this reality, and even NASA coming out with the Einstein experiments, saying there is another dimension, a time vortex around the Earth, you know, and announcing that a year and a half ago. There's things happening, there's things going on. It's just, the news didn't report that. It wasn't on CNN it wasn't publicized that NASA came out with that experience. No, that's the stuff that
right.
people need to know, is really what's going on and really what's happening, like you say.
Right. Well, I always look at it like this. I had a very profound night with a conversation with James Cameron in his hotel room back at NAB a couple of years ago. And I told him, I said, you know, Mr. Cameron, just call him Jim. And I was like, hey, Jim, you know, the Avatar, I think, you know, in my eyes, Avatar had a profound effect on the world. It helped change the consciousness of the planet. You know, made billions of dollars. It was one of the most seen movies ever in history. And because of the messages in there, I think it changed the consciousness of the planet. We're going to a better place now. And he said, no. He said, actually, you're wrong. And I said, oh, okay. And then he told me that the consciousness was ready to receive Avatar.
Mm.
And I keep thinking about that. And
Ruben, we got to wrap it up right there, unfortunately.
Oh, gotcha.
We're out of time. But again, thank you so much. Yes, excellent way to end it. Thank you for coming on again. And we'll love to have you back on the show soon.
Absolutely.
And your website again is RubenLandon.com. And check out citizenhearing.org. Thank you again.
Thank you. Thanks.
I think it was a Sunday.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
Now more than ever, killing many viruses and bacteria in our homes and at work is important. With the flu epidemic running rampant, you need to protect yourself and your family the best you can with purified air. Our air purifiers not only kill many viruses and bacteria in the air, but on surfaces too. Our air purifiers will also kill molds, fungi, mildew, oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases, removes dust, pollen, pet odors, and smoke. We have portable units, HVAC and industrial size units. In our homes today, protect your family the best you can by calling 1-877-605-9200 or go to our online store at republicbroadcasting.org. Call today to receive your 10% off and free shipping on any home unit. 1-877-605-9200.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
All right, welcome back to the show. You're listening to Starseed Radio. Thank you again, Ruben, for coming on the show. And again, we'll be taking some calls throughout the night tonight when we have some extra time, so call the station at 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. And with that, we'll go to one of our callers from St. Paul, Minnesota. We have Aaron on the line. Aaron, thanks for calling to the show. How are you doing this evening?
Pretty good. How are you doing?
Doing good, thanks. So, what was your question for us?
It just was basically, I was going to ask the guest what he thought about what he considered what the Matrix was and how that deals with kind of disclosure and track technology and whatnot, but
the guest is gone, unfortunately.
What would you consider? What would you
sure,
consider that?
I'll give you my take. Ruben was actually in a meeting, so he came out just to do the interview, so he didn't have much time. But I think that the Matrix itself definitely has a lot to do with the truth of what's really going on. I think it's really close to exactly what's going on. When you look at quantum physics or quantum mechanics, they've discovered that there's they have the observer theory, which means that when we open our eyes in the morning, our sensors from our brain lock in everything into like a matrix, because you think the car is there and the bed is there and this is what it is. And when you close your eyes at night, it's in the dream state where those senses aren't on. And in quantum physics, quantum mechanics, what they've shown is this observer, when it's not on, things do different things. Things are actually in multiple places at the same time, or all these different amazing things that happen. So, and that's just like with the Matrix. Everyone's plugged in. Like, we're all plugged in. And if we could unplug, quiet the mind, we could go out of our body, go out of this one place, and be in multiple places at once. And many people have experienced that. I've experienced that. So the movie, to me, especially now that I'm into the whole spiritual thing and have gone on this path and have had some experiences myself, the movie is very close to really how things really are. And in terms of, you know, taking the red pill, the blue pill, if you don't want to take the blue pill and wake up and, you know, just wake up in the morning, everything is that, you don't want to venture on, well, then that's how it's going to be. Like we were talking about the Indians, you're not going to see the boat, you're not going to see the UFO if you're not even open to it. You know, that's really how it works.
Right.
So the movie really depicts that in every way. If you really pick it apart, piece by piece, it's a really good video to watch. It's called, if you YouTube it, The Palladian Message. I think it's 28 minutes long, and it starts off with a minute or two scene from The Matrix. It's an amazing video. It's really good. You should check that out. I think actually I have it on the videos page of the website, Starseed Radio. So the movie itself is very close to how I've experienced this reality sort of shift for me when I sort of took the red pill. You know, and it's very close to what I think.
Yeah. But don't you think it has to do with more of that it's more of a game, that there's an ultimate reason why they're hiding the technology and why they're not disclosing anything? Because that's, you know, it's not, I'm not saying it's just the, you know, the bad people that are withholding it, but I think it's a lot of the, you know, the more benevolent people as well that are withholding it, just
yes,
because it's more of a learning process, you know.
Yeah, absolutely, and that's part of the problem. And what we try to do is to get out information, so the powers that be can't control everything like it has been. You know, information is power, and that's what we got to do is get the information out.
Yep.
So, Aaron, thanks again for calling in and listening to the show. And if you have any further questions, contact us direct by email or Facebook page, and we'll answer your questions. Here's some more Elijah, the Band of Light. We'll be right back.